And now on Burst, for our younger listeners, here's Rap About Maths.
Yo homies, welcome to Rap About Maths, coming at you live from our crib. This is the show where we prove to you that maths ain't boring because it is relevant to life on the street. I is DJ Tony, and this is my main man, MC George. Big up, enough respect in the area, bro.
Yeah, big up, Tony.
So tell us what is in the mix today, George.
This week, we will be showing you how knowing your times tables can help you survive in the hood. Wicked.
And here is our metal bro, 50 Pence, the rapping robot, with the word on the street. Yo, 50 Pence in the house.
Word, Tony, word, George. Yes, that is right. Me is gonna show you how times tables is just as important as a weapon when it comes to saving your ass. Check it. I'm gonna tell you about Jonah Ho. She got a problem with the dealer, he's a real mofo. She bought 3 bags of his finest coke. She can't pay up, but it ain't cause she's broke. The dealer said it's simple, I gave you 3 bags, the 50 quid each, now you do the maths. But Joe missed school, so now she ain't able, she ain't got the knowledge to do her times tables. Joe said, no way bro, I don't understand. So he shot her in the face. The moral of this rap is do what Joe should. Learn times tables or die in the hood.
That is truly the word on the street. That is a valuable lesson for all the young homies out there in Radioland. Ain't that right, George?
Yeah, right on. That is a very important lesson to the kids on the street. Maximum respect going out to ya, 50 Pence.
Maximum respect, guys, but I ain't finished yet. That is only after story. Hit that beat. Now I'm gonna tell you about Paul the Pimp. You better wise up, don't be no gimp. If you have crossed the West Side crew, be sure they will come drive by you. Paul had this the main mofo, so he took a weapon wherever he'd go. But there was one thing that ate Paul away. How many bullets to pack his AK? Paul knew the crew had 9 new rides. Each could hold 3 bros inside. 9 rides, 3 guys, Paul had no clue. How many bullets to shoot that crew? Then Paul recalled his old maths lesson. 3 times 9 is 27. Got his bug to the hardware store. 27 bullets, he bought them all. Now when the West Side Massive showed up, he nailed those suckers in a blazing shoot-up. So the moral of this rap is do what Paul would. Learn times tables when chilling in the hood.
Wicked, big up yourself, 50 Pence. That is one solid moral for the kids.
For crying out loud, Tony, would you drop all this streetwise gangster bullshit?
Is you disrespecting me, homie?
I'm going to lump you if you don't stop talking in that stupid lingo. This isn't real.
What is you saying, bro? What is not real?
This, all this chilling in the hood crap. This is a stupid way to teach maths. Kids won't buy it. No one thinks you're cool.
No way, bro. You has lost the plot.
Look at 50 Pence. He's not real. He's just a midget in a metal dustbin.
You is out of order, bro. Don't go dissing my homie, 50 Pence. He is a mathematical genius. Booyakasha.
All right, I'll prove it. 50 Pence, come here. Mathematical genius, robot, my arse.
Word up, George. What's the word on the streets?
All right, then. What's the square root of 5 million multiplied by 57 divided by half of 89, then?
You shouldn't have said that, George.
Oh, give it a rest, Tone. I told you, he's just a bloke in a bin.
He's malfunctioning. His computer chips can't process a sum that hard. Run for cover.
Oh, shut it, Tone. Stop pretending it's a real robot.
He's picking up a gun.
What?
Stop him.
Catch him. Get the gun off him.
Watch out.
What? That was the last in the present series of Rap About Maths. The programme featured Ian Coe as Tony, Tim Bird as George, Ian Coe as 50 Pence, and Flip Cardigan as the announcer.
I've got his gun.
Eat legend, metal geek.
The producers were Jim Bird and Ian Coe. Rap About Maths is a Dog's Bollocks production for Bournemouth Internet Radio Station.
Get in, George. Yeah.
Metal bastard. In your face, mofo.